Hey guys, Reverend Jess here. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend. That way we can continue growing the congregation of the Church Absurd.
Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on the Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Get drunk at the round table with the designated drinkers. Hear solid and interesting interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant over to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio Fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Cal on From to Bottom. All of these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and various podcast apps, as well as our website, fatlulzradio.us, HTTP, not HTTPS. We hope you enjoy the smorgasbord of shows we have prepared for you. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
This is Chris Tucker, and you're listening to the Church Absurd on Fat Lulz Radio. Ah!
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blame?
Smoke weed,
you
man.
You feel like
Wolf Bob Rabbit? Get ready.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the seventh episode, finally, of the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam.
Deacon Sam. Sam, how has your last 2 weeks been?
Shit.
Yeah, really?
Shit.
Explain.
First of the month was always fun. Just been insanely busy at work.
Yeah.
Positive note, our cabin should be getting dropped off on Tuesday.
Really? Tuesday?
Tuesday, and we are fucking happy. The Amish have indeed started a horse-drawn carriage wagon train coming down the interstate. They started like four days ago. It'll be down here from around Cincinnati on Tuesday.
It's an older horse, so you got to give it some time.
You know?
But yeah, so my past 2 weeks have been...
Let's hear about it.
Okay, so the reason that we missed last week was because... I'm convinced it was because of the first of the month. Because all of these fucking diseased cocksuckers come into my store and they're fucking disgusting and they don't shower.
I don't think they heard our PSA.
Yeah, they didn't. And yeah, I got sick as fuck. Basically, I had to miss a day of work because I... Came home one day and I felt perfectly fine. Went to sleep, woke up, and my stomach was just fucking... Like, fucking felt like shit. And then fucking... yeah. After that, took maybe 20 minutes before I threw up. And everything that I'd eaten the night before was just done. It was just fucking gone. So I spent the night just fucking coughing and fucking feeling
shitting,
like shit.
Yeah, puking.
Just leaking out of both ends. You know what I mean? And finally, I was puking and coughing so much that my throat just went. Okay? It was just fucking gone. And like literally, like I sounded like Lonnie without trying. And I was just sitting there and I had to like, it's the worst when you lose your voice because you have to force everything out.
Yeah.
And it makes you sound like you're being a dick to people unintentionally. Like Sister Blaze would ask me like, are you wanting to eat something? I would have to be like, no, I don't want anything. You know what I mean? It would just, it sucked.
Jeez, calm down.
Yeah, exactly. She thought I was mad at her the entire fucking time. It's just, it was bad. So basically it got to the point where we were going to have to. You know, I was like, well, we got two more days before we can fucking, you know, record the episode, and my voice is still 100% gone, so, you know, fucking no episode that equals out to. So we apologize, but we are back on schedule, and if you look, we have a fantastic new logo.
Yep.
Looks very nice. I'm really happy.
Very nice.
Very, very happy with it. You know, if you notice, we got a little Charlie in there. We got a Dahmer. We got a Bigfoot. We got an alien. Everybody. So it's a new dawn for the Church Absurd. And Jonathan...
It's a red dawn.
Exactly. Altar server Jonathan has told me that he's interested in becoming a regular... Third mic for us, so
nice.
You can expect more of him because he was just so much fun on the episode that he was in. So,
oh yeah.
So now that we got all that shit out of the way, I'd say it's time to talk about some cryptids. What do you think?
I think it's time.
I think it's time for some unholy beast and blasphemous theories.
Yeah.
Got some cryptids. Unholy beasts and blasphemous theories. If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we talk about cryptids and conspiracy theories and ghosts and all that shit. Shit that gets the mind moving.
Yep.
Right? And this week...
What do we got on the agenda this time?
Well, I think we should talk about two because, you know, we missed last week. So yeah, let's talk about it. The first one is a submission from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, and another show on the network, The Fickle Fanboy. The man RPM himself told me about this one because it's native to his homeland. This is the Crawfordsville Monster. All right, it refers to an alleged creature reported by residents of Crawfordsville, Indiana, in 1891, and subsequently identified as a flock of killdeer. Right?
A flock of killdeer.
Right? That's just metal as fuck, dude. That's the most metal fucking word ever, right? So on September 5th, 1891, Crawfordsville Journal reported that two ice delivery men... Damn.
Yeah.
That's a shitty job.
Yeah.
Especially in the summer.
Oh, fuck.
Because this is like before electricity was really prominent. You know what I mean?
They had these massive blocks of ice that were so massive to keep them from melting.
Right. They cited a strange phenomenon that hovered in the air above their location, describing it as a horrible apparition that filled them with dread. A similar sighting was reported by a Methodist pastor and his wife, because Methodist pastors don't ever make anything up. The Crawfordsville Journal described it as about 18 feet long and 8 feet wide, moved rapidly through the air by means of several pairs of side fins.
What?
It's a flying fish.
I mean, it is a flying fish. I mean, those are a thing, but... Yeah.
It was pure white and had no definite shape or form, resembling somewhat a great white shroud fitted with propelling fins.
Was it a fucking cloud?
It might
have been. Was it just a really low fucking cloud?
You see, here in Crawfordsville, we don't see them things. We're frankly quite frightened of them. It filled me with dread.
There was just a storm coming. Shit. There was no tail or head visible, but there was one great flaming eye, and a sort of wheezing plaintive sound was emitted from a mouth which was invisible. Well, how do you know it's coming from the mouth?
It could have been coming from the ass.
Exactly. It's just farting through the scare. Yeah,
that's how it's propelling itself.
Exactly. Just
fucking Swiss Army cloud.
Right. Nice reference.
Thank you.
By the way, if you've never seen it, watch Swiss Army Man. It's one of the best films ever fucking made.
With farts.
And if you don't know Jurassic Park, you don't know shit. Exactly. All right, so it flapped like a flag in the wind as it came on and frequently gave a great squirm as though suffering unutterable agony. Well, it was uttering, clearly. But
yeah.
So the Indianapolis Journal repeated the story, as did other newspapers across the country, including the Brooklyn Eagle. The Crawfordsville postmaster was deluged with mail, and reports of the sightings generated both ridicule and a number of believers. Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's usually a mixed bag. I mean, we're kind of part of that, you know, because we're looking at this thing like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Two local men, John Hornbeck and Abe Hernley, followed the Wraith about town. The Wraith about town, okay.
Yeah.
That's a movie I want to see. You know what I mean?
A Wraith about town.
It's just about like a...
This bat. Wraith just going around town having a day.
Right? He's just fucking walking with a cane, just like... Putting on the Wraiths, you know? Oh, shit. Discovered it to be a flock of many hundred killdeer. A Crawfordsville Journal suggested that Crawfordsville's newly installed electric lights disoriented the birds, which caused them to hover above the city. The birds' wings and white underfeathers likely resulted in misidentification. So it turns out to be a flock of fucking birds.
And the fiery eye was just a hole in the flock that the sun was coming down through.
Right, exactly.
The hell.
So in popular culture, it's been adapted as a fantasy games monster under the D20 modern gaming system, where it's classified as being an ooze-based creature that resembles an amoeba. Wow.
An amoeba in the sky.
Isn't that a Journey song?
Probably.
Amoeba in the sky keeps on turning. Steve Perry. Alrighty. All right, let's get, so that's the Crawfordsville monster. What's your opinion?
Yeah, let us know what you think. Do you think it's actually a flock of birds, or is it a government cover-up?
Or is it a flock of seagulls, the 80s band still trying to tour?
Yep, in the 1890s.
They ran so far away.
God, I remember when I went back to boarding school, they drug tested everybody, and this was after I had run away and come back and decided to go back to school.
Yeah.
They made one of the TAC officers stand in the bathroom with you, mm-hmm, while you're peeing in the cup. And he was like, what, you having trouble? Turn on the sink. And he was like, I ran so far. I was like, Sergeant King, shut the fuck up.
If anything, it should be like, you know, go, go, go. Ale, ale, ale. That's what he should be saying. Whoa. That are like, you know, fucking don't go chasing waterfalls.
Oh, God. After watching the other guys with my brother, just always kept quoting TLC just to piss him off. And he was fucking with me, followed me in a room. I was like, Joe, you're chasing a waterfall. Chasing a waterfall. He's like, what are you talking about? I just threw a glass of water in his face and shut the door.
You should have pissed on him. That would have been funny. Alrighty. The Thetis Lake Monster. Let's talk about this bad boy.
Hold on. What?
The Thetis.
I thought you said fetus.
Yeah, the Thetis Lake Monster. No, Thetis. Thetis. A reptilian humanoid creature claimed by many proponents of cryptozoology to have been seen in 1972 by Thetis Lake outside of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Canadians, eh? I just think, if anything, I think it was just a slow fella from the States. You know? I heard they give their milk in jugs down there. Isn't that strange?
God, that's so weird. They get bagged water and bagged milk up there.
Well, you know, frankly, you know, it just saves you from watching a picture, you know? Anyway, a local man attempted to explain the phenomenon with reports of misplacing a domestic tegu lizard near the area a year prior, but experts claim that in addition to the fact that a tegu lizard would not survive a Canadian winter, the original description differs too greatly from the
life
lizard.
Life finds a way.
Chaos theory. Well, there it is. Jeff Goldblum on the podcast, everybody. Not survive a Canadian winter. The original description differs too greatly. Two of the original four witnesses of the monster recently came forward and admitted that they had fabricated their encounter.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the history of this son of a bitch. Thetis Lake was the first regional conservation area in Canada. It was established in 1958. They didn't have a conservation area until 1958. They're just like, you know, frankly, it's time. We got lots of beaver going away, and, you know, we got to make sure they're taken care of.
Yep.
It spans approximately 831
hectares,
whatever, of protected forest and parkland, approximately 20 minutes from Victoria, located next to the Old Island Highway. And a regional trail is a popular spot for hiking, swimming, fishing, and boating.
And curling.
Exactly. We do lots of curling at Thetis Lake. Thetis is encountered in Greek mythology mostly as a sea nymph, or known as the goddess of water, one of the 15 Nereids, daughters of the ancient sea god Nereus. However, they fucking put work into this article there. However. On the 22nd of August 1972, the Victoria Daily Times reported that two local teens...
Yep, reliable sources of information. Yeah, those right. Teenagers.
Right, them. Oh, you know, we gotta trust our youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand they played a joke on me the other day, but they seem serious now.
Yep.
All right. They reported that two local teens claimed to have been chased from the beach at Thetis Lake by a creature which roughly resembled Gillman from the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, my God.
One of the teens... Really? I mean, come on.
So they just took a bunch of pond scum and rubbed it all over themselves and just started running after kids.
I think they were just really fucking baked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like, wouldn't it be funny if we got chased by the creature of the Black Lagoon? Oh, yeah, that'd be really funny. Eh? You know what I mean? Oh, shit. One of the teens claimed to have been slashed on the hand by the creature, which displayed three webbed toes and fingers, along with barbed fins on its skull, arms, and legs, prompting an investigation by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Oh, my God.
How angry do you think they were to be out there? They're just like...
They had to be pissed off.
This is goddamn ridiculous. I should be home. I should be home watching the Tom Green Show. This is ridiculous. It was described to be roughly triangular in shape, about 5 feet tall and 5 feet across the base. At the time, officer stated that the boys seemed sincere, and until we determine otherwise, we have no alternative but to continue our investigation. Until 3 hours later, where they're just like, Bill, this is goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's no way this is true. 4 days after the story was reported, two men claimed to have spotted the creature on the opposite side of the lake from its first appearance. According to one, it came out of the water and looked around there, and then it went back in the water, and then we ran.
All right.
Interesting story. Canadians, like, Canadians are Jeff Goldblum, because they're just like, well, you know, there it is.
Yep, there it is. All right.
You know, it said, hey, and I said, well, you look kind of weird there, and I went on with my day. You know? I had curling to do. Oh, shit. The boys described the creature as shaped like an ordinary body, like a human being body, but it had a monster face, and it was scaly, with a point sticking out of its head and great big ears.
And a point sticking out of its crotch.
He was an excited feller.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. They believe the creature had a human-like face, and although it appeared to have scaly and silvery blue-colored skin. Similar creatures have been reported from places such as Ohio, Delaware, Louisiana, and North Carolina for at least the last century. They are said to be related to another cryptozoological creature, the Chupacabra. Also, lake monsters like this one are said to exist all over the world. Haida mythology from the Queen Charlotte Islands describes a similar creature with a human-like face, two tails, and often wears a hat.
Okay.
All right.
It's a creature with style.
Often,
maybe it lives in its mom's basement and it's wearing a fedora.
Exactly. It's a neckbeard. I tell you, this weird fella, he was just out there and talking about 4chan or something like that. The creature is often feared by Haida canoeists. Here's the possible solution there, buddy. On 26th of August 1972, the province received a call from a man claiming to have lost a pet tegu lizard in the area the previous year. Tegu, indigenous to Latin America and mostly carnivorous, can grow up to 4 feet in length. They are commonly kept as pets. The investigating police officer did not believe the lizard matched the description of the creature. Sightings have been repeated in some cryptozoological literature, which portrays it as a genuine cryptid and relative of the Loveland frog.
What?
The Loveland frog. No other sightings have been... we'll cover that one next week.
Is it the rape frog?
Yeah. The forced love land frog. No other sightings have been reported since leading the monster sighting to be a fact widely unknown amongst swimmers. Local historian Russ Crockford remarks that the advice given in Hayden's Blackman's 1998 field guide to North American monsters to carry a flaming torch to defend oneself from the monster is probably more dangerous than any monster, given the tinder dry nature of the park.
You know, it's better than being tender and moist.
Right, exactly. Oh, shit.
There you go.
I got it, eventually.
Got it.
Got it. One of the original witnesses, Russell Van Nice, said it was just a big lie. His friend Mike Gold was trying to get attention. According to Van Nice, his friend was, you know, famous for being a habitual liar. Truth be told, he's a real ass wang, if I do say so myself. That's a callback, folks.
Callback. Right? Throwback. Go back to the ass wang episode.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's funny that we mentioned neckbeards and 4chan.
Is it funny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sayab, have you ever heard the story of the ghost who couldn't lift?
I have not.
Okay, so this was a little thread that appeared on 4chan. If you don't know what 4chan is, I don't know what to say to you. It's the dark side of the surface web.
Yeah.
You know, so basically this guy posted this thing in the paranormal board, which is /X, and he posted this story. He goes, it's fucking long, but bear with me. Friend not in the story tells us about place to get palm readings. Lifting buddy and I go to get palms read, show up to this shady ass place at 10 o'clock in the morning wearing our workout gear.
Gay
ghost bitches already miring. Stereotypical scraggly gypsy woman shakes our hand and seats us at the table with a crystal ball. Ask who wants to go first. Hispanic heritage kicks in. I nope at the last minute. My friend Chad's up to the plate.
Is this the Chad from our Chernobyl vodka commercial?
No, different Chad.
Okay.
Woman grabs his hand. He flexes slightly. Woman goes from smiling to horrified. Starts grabbing and studying his hand like a last will. This is feeling weird, man. Tells my friend he's got something following him. Asked him if he did any Ouija voodoo bullshit, and he says he smashed a hole in his wall when he was drunk lifting at home. Says there was some type of decorative skull behind it. He now uses it as a decoration in his bedroom. Gypsy lets us leave without paying. At the gym, 30 minutes later, spotting friend while he benches. Some newbie dumbass is curling next to us, like no joke, 6 inches away from us. Dude slips up, swings a 20 he's holding at my friend's head. throws the bar up and ducks just in time. Almost impale myself trying to catch the bar, right? So he's freaking out, right? And it's like, this is just too sketchy. The next day, tell friend that he should go home. Friend looks unfazed, wants to continue. I leave to my aunt's sister's house to get some sage and silver. I go back to the gym and give it to a friend. The next day, friend looks happier than normal, tells him some shit went down at the house. Says the power was dead, even though his bills were paid and the rest of the neighborhood had power. Heard rattling of silverware, uses flashlight app to see, saw a silhouette of someone crawl under the kitchen counter. Nothing under the counter, not even shelves. He doesn't believe in Ouija shit and believes it's an intruder or an animal. So he grabs his pull-up bar and gets ready for sweet fit justice.
What the fuck?
He yells obscenities while patrolling his house. Says he sees what looks like a small humanoid crouched in his weight room. He gives zero fucks and tosses the pull-up bar at the window. He shatters like Lanklet kneecap squatting. Things nowhere in sight. Friend then starts to consider Ouija shit, calls other friend for advice. Our lifting group has some odd characters. Dude answers and tells him to burn the sage and carry the silver. Says he'll be over with some holy water pretty soon. He goes, I'll call my grandmother to help. She's one of the medium people. My friend sits down on the couch while the house smells like old. And by the way, if you don't know, 4chan is not the pinnacle of grammar.
No.
Frankly, we're lucky these people can even type.
Are we lucky they can type?
For this story, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And also, if they're posting on 4chan, they don't lift.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. Unless it's in slash fit.
Yeah.
Alright, so we sit down on the couch, house smells like old. We're watching American Dad. We look at the sage, it's dried up and burned out. He goes to his pocket for the silver, and the silver is fucking melted. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. Instead of warm, it was cold. He starts to see something dart back and forth across the room. TV goes off. Static comes on. Says high-pitched screaming fills the house. Friend gets mildly annoyed. Walks over to the weight room. Smashes the skull against the wall in a fluid motion. Like, imagine walking into a room, tipping over a vase, and then going back to what you were doing. He did that, except he threw a skull against the wall. He says the house shook, the screaming got higher, and then it stopped, and the lights went off again. He hears numerous footsteps getting closer to him. He says he's mildly freaked out at this point. I'm very confused that he said mildly.
Yeah.
Says he doused himself in holy water and started swinging as hard as he could into the darkness. Only hears the wind breaking on his fist. He says he heard the footsteps getting further away from him, and he screams, "Nuh-uh!" Starts running around his house, swinging in the darkness. Fucks up his living room in the process. Tells me he swears he made contact with something fleshy a few times. He doesn't remember falling asleep. He wakes up and goes to the gym to tell me this the next day. Friend goes outside to make frequent calls throughout his routine. Asks if he's trying to get in touch with a priest. Tells me he's been calling his home phone and leaving angry voice messages for the ghosts. Said he would buy a snake just to flatten it out with a rolling pin until he dies. His friend goes home again. He fast forwards a few days, looks completely normal. I ask him if lifting buddy was all right. Tells me it's disturbing how well he's handling the situation. Says he went to lifting buddy's house to check up on the situation. Felt a presence, but it felt scared. Lifting buddy walks out of his bathroom naked, wiping his ass with a Ouija board towel. He throws it on the floor and kicks it into the living room, pours more holy water onto it, and then takes it outside to burn it. Ask his friend if he's hungry, and the friend's like, sure. Says he pulls out an unopened Ouija board he bought at Spencer's and uses it as a fucking cutting board. Says he's repeatedly stabbing the cutting knife into the board when he was not using it. Breaks the board in half after he's done chopping up tomatoes and throws it in the trash. Washes his hand and then pisses in the trash can.
Lord.
Even I think this is disrespecting the spirits a little too much.
There's no kill quite like overkill.
Right?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I hope this story is true.
I do too.
Because it's amazing. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, this dude seems like a total douchebag, but like, it's amazing.
He's just shitty.
Right?
Literally shitty on the spirit.
Right? So they both eat grilled chicken sandwiches and then Johnny leaves. Says on the way out, lifting Buddy goes into the living room and puts another crucifix on the wall. I'm putting Jesus on this wall and I'll be back to fucking masturbate on my bench press while thinking about Lucifer's whore daughter. He punches a hole in the wall before leaving. Johnny calls his aunt that night. The aunt goes to the lifting Buddy's house with a priest the next day. Says his aunt and priest were also amazed/disturbed on how lifting Buddy is fighting the situation. Priest actually cowered and mired lifting Buddy pissing naked on the satanic Bible he bought at some shady bookstore. Tells priest he walks around naked a lot lately and talks shit about Satan. The priest leaves before cleansing the house. So the aunt stays to do her medium thing.
There is no cleaning that house.
The aunt stays to do her medium thing, tries to contact the spirit, says it was a group of entities that were very pissed off that their shrine was disturbed. Tells her that they have no power since Lifting Buddy isn't remotely scared of anything they've done. Lifting Buddy walks back into the weight room with a dead snake. The aunt says the entities scatter like roaches. Check out what I found on the street this morning. He takes a bite out of the apple. A fucking dead snake. He throws the snake on the floor, puts holy water and salt on it, kicks it into the carpet a few times before peeling it off and throwing it into the trash can in the kitchen. The aunt is what the fucking at this man's mental strength or ignorance. Tries to contact the spirits again, but they keep running from her. Finally talks to one, says they're scared of Lifting Buddy. Ghosts are scared of my bulky friend. The aunt asked what they could do to make them pass on. Say they did black magic to get revenge on some asshole landlord from way back when. Says they had incriminating shit to shame his family within the wall with the skull. The aunt tells Lifting Buddy what he needs to do. Lifting Buddy goes into the weight room, makes the hole in the wall bigger by throwing a 15-pound weight through the wall. Finds a folder with records of some sort, and I'm not lying about any of this, I swear, especially this next part. Lifting Buddy flips through the pages and then wipes his balls with it. The aunt is horrified. He crumples them up and throws them into the corner of the room, tells the spirits to piss off, then punches another hole in the wall. Total of 13 holes in the wall at this point. The aunt says, "May God have mercy," in Spanish, and then leaves. I go back to Lifting Buddy's house a month later, immediately goes to the weight room, more holes than wall, destroyed as fuck, but like Halo descending from the heavens, the bench press and squatting rack are still there. Try to contact spirits, nothing. Smile and ask my friend if he did what needed to be done. Again, I'm not lying about any of this. He tells the aunt he uncrumpled the paper and got the address of the bastard. Papers were only from 60 years ago, so the guy was still alive, just old as fuck. He finds the address of the guy in some sort of mansion, knocks on the door wearing a Get Swole You Must Star Wars Yoda tank top, board shirts, pink sunglasses, and a backward Chicago Bulls snapback.
Fag.
Right? Some scrawny white guy in his mid-30s opens the door. Lifting Buddy holds out the papers and asks for the person in the papers' names. He goes, "Hey, Dad, someone's here to see you. He has documents." Lifting Buddy lets himself in, finds the old man in his studies. "Who are you?" Notices the papers. He goes, "Where did you get that?" Old man tries to grab at the papers. Lifting Buddy punches the old man in the face. And his dentures fly out. Says it was like some shit out of a movie. Crouches in his face and sets the old man straight, Sherlock Holmes style. Guy's son runs in, jumps on Lifting Buddy's back. Lifting Buddy stops mid-sentence, lets the guy down, and then his gut punches him until he hobbles out of the room and pukes in the hallway. Tells the old man to set shit right or he will be back for blood. He leaves and fast forward a couple days. Various cars outside Lifting Buddy's house. Thinks the old man brought some friends and grabs his pull-up bar. Walks outside in his tank top and house shorts. Various families are thanking him and giving him home-cooked foods. Thank him for getting their grandparents' properties back. The documents were apparently deeds swindled out by the old man. Families said the whole "we'll never forget you" spiel and leave. Friend looks into the Tupperware, nothing but calories and carbs, throws it all away and goes back to lifting in his weight room. He sees the old man's name in the news a few days later. Apparently, he was hated by the community for being a dick. Somehow only heard about him now. News doesn't disclose how he died. Don't know if it was from lifting Buddy doing more damage than he thought, the ghosts getting their revenge, or natural causes. Hasn't had any paranormal problems since then, except for one. Says he went to the kitchen for a late-night non-cheating snack and saw a full-body apparition. They smiled at him. Says he grabbed an apple, head nodded while taking a bite, and walked away back to his bedroom. He stops hallway, turns around, and says, "Holy fuck, you guys are real?" The spirits fade while smiling, and the lifting Buddy goes to sleep. A postscript to the story, lifting Buddy still lifts and does insane shit like he always does. No one fucks with him since the ghost puncher incident. And I think the priest told his priest buddies at church because everyone mires and cowers in his grace twice as hard when they are around him. Again, none of this was made up. No Walk the Dinosaur 10 shit. My friend legitimately beat up a bunch of ghosts.
All right. I don't care if it's fake or not. That was just a fun story.
Right?
That was fun.
I hope it's real.
I hope it is real, too. Just some ignorant fucking gym rat just just running around punching the air in his house hoping to hit a ghost.
That needs to be a movie.
That does.
That 100% needs to be a movie.
It sounds like it could be like just part of a John Dies at the End kind of movie.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to be right back on the Church Absurd because we're at the half hour mark, but yeah, we have once again some fucking random dude paid for advertiser space.
Yeah.
It says here that he's a preacher. I don't know, whatever the fuck. We'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Have at it.
How you doing, folks? My name is Pastor Jim Schultz, and I'm here to tell you about our new ministry, Pray the Gay Away. With the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we can get rid of all those queers and homos that are ruining this nation one dick at a time. If you don't believe that it works, just ask one of my satisfied customers.
With the help of Pastor Jim, I'm down to only fornicating with men twice a night instead of five times a night.
Okay, shut up, faggot. Now, be sure to check out our website, PrayAwayTheQueers.com, and get in touch with your Lord and Savior and stop fornicating with men today. My name is Pastor Jim Schultz, and you can count on it.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Number one, we don't support anything that guy was saying.
Nope.
So,
just go stand over in that corner.
Yeah.
Just for a second.
There we go. Okay, Falska's going to be pissed about that one.
But moving on.
Moving on.
On up to the east side.
Exactly. Sam, you know what time it is?
What time is it? Yes!
Up, man.
That's right. It's time for Wow, That's Fucked Up.
Everybody's favorite segment.
This is where we look at fucked up shit and make fun of it. Everybody loves this segment. So yeah, we're going super fucked up this time.
Let's do it.
Sam, being a parent is hard.
I'm sure it is.
I'm not. I don't have any kids, and I know you don't either.
I am a pet parent.
But I know for a fact that I was an absolute bastard when I was growing up.
Oh yeah, no, I was too.
And, you know, I'm surprised that there wasn't a situation like this for me. But, yeah.
Yep, let's,
This is a 911 call from a lady named Saiga.
What?
Saiga.
Okay.
She's a foreigner.
Yeah.
Let's hear what she has to say, shall we?
What's going on there?
I killed them. I killed both of them.
You killed both of them?
Yeah, I think I bought it.
Who do you think she's talking about?
I think she's talking about her children.
Did you kill something or did you break something?
Damn accents.
Can't fucking understand them.
I killed my children.
You killed your children?
Yeah, I killed them. Both of them.
How did you do that, ma'am?
I don't know. I just killed them.
I don't know. I just killed him.
like, is it like an existential question or like a philosophical question? No, ma'am. I'm asking, what did you do to kill
them?
Yeah,
like, did you stab them? Did you beat them? Poison them?
Well, frankly, we all die eventually.
Yeah, I just sped up the process.
How old are your children?
3 and 6, I killed them.
3 and 6?
I killed both of them.
What did you use? Did you use a gun? Did you use a knife?
No, it's a wire. I use a wire on their neck.
You use what, dear?
Wire on their neck.
You use wire on their neck?
Yeah.
God damn.
What kind of...
Right? That takes some dedication.
Now, what gauge was the wire?
Was it a guitar string?
Was it a cheese wire?
Did you buy it at Guitar Center?
Or was this a Hobby Lobby?
Or did you get it at Ace Hardware? Did you have an Ace Rewards card?
Psycho.
What kind of a discount did you get with that Ace Rewards card?
Did you get rewards points?
Oh, shit. Alrighty. Why do you think she killed her kids?
Because they were little shitheads.
It's worse than that.
Oh, come on.
Wire.
I don't know. They are not doing anything. They are just blue, and they are, like, they're not taking any breath, and they are, their heart is not beating.
They're both blue?
Yeah. I know the police will come to pick me.
Okay, why did you do this?
They both are non-normal. They are autistic. Both are autistic.
Both are what, dear?
Autistic.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Come on, lady.
I mean, the segment's called Wow, That's Fucked Up
for
a reason.
Wow, that is fucked up.
So this fucking bitch, okay? And, like, don't get me wrong, it takes me a lot to call somebody a bitch. But, like, this fucking stupid bitch killed her two fucking kids because they were autistic.
Yeah. Jesus
Christ. Come on, my kids, to be like that.
They're both autistic?
I want normal kids.
She wants other kids?
No, she wants normal kids.
Aww.
Right? And let me just say, okay, technically speaking, if both of your kids are autistic, it's your fucking fault.
Yeah, that means shitty genes.
Yeah, it means you have a shitty womb, is what that means.
You don't need to have more kids.
Right? And, like, don't get me wrong. If you are a person who gave birth to an autistic person, I'm not saying there's something wrong with you. I'm saying that this woman is fucked in the head. That's what I'm saying.
That's the point of this.
Exactly.
Okay, well, just stay with me and talk to me, okay?
Okay.
Where did you get the wire?
It's from my apartment somewhere. First, I tried to give them the bathroom cleaner. I put in their mouth, but they don't bring it. I want them to bring it. They don't bring it. So there's a wire near. So I just grab their neck, and then I try so many times, and then... There are no more. Okay.
Tell me what you're feeling.
Nothing.
Wow.
Wow.
No regrets.
Welcome to the mind of a maniac.
Right? No kidding.
No regrets at all.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Like, okay. Like, how do you not feel anything? What the shit? Oh, fuck.
You're not feeling nothing?
Nothing.
With the phone in your hand, I want you to walk outside and meet with my officer. But stay on the phone with me.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Stay right there for me. Stay right there. Go ahead and put the phone down.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. That's fucked up.
Yeah, so, Psyche, you can fucking kill yourself, please.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, fucking, you know, flat out, no, don't even
no
fuck
hold barred.
No hold barred. Just
kill yourself. Please, please kill yourself. You should really kill yourself.
Exactly.
All right.
Fuck you, you dumb fucking bitch. Oh, God. That just irritates the living shit out of me, to be completely honest with you. All right. Let's go from that to some Christian fearmongering.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody loves Christian fearmongering.
Oh, God, to love it.
Am I right, folks? I mean, come on. How do you not, right? Okay, so let's take a listen to this fucking bullshit.
When he's 4 years old, and instead of squashing that like a cockroach and saying, man up, son, get that dress off you and get outside and dig a ditch, because that's what boys do. you get out the camera and you start taking pictures of Johnny acting like a female, and then you upload it to YouTube and everybody laughs about it, and next thing you know, this dude, this kid, is acting out childhood fantasies that should have been squashed.
Amen.
Can I make it any clearer? Dads, the second you see your son dropping the limp wrist, you rock over there and crack that wrist.
Crack the wrist.
Crack the wrist.
I believe that's a line from Karate Kid.
Is that before or after he whacks on and whacks off?
He's sweeping the leg, cracking the wrist.
Man up. Give him a good punch.
Yeah, punch okay. Your 4-year-old.
Punch your kids. Punch your children.
Punch them right in their fucking face.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're saying here, folks. Building 7, 9/11, follow the money. Punch your children.
You're not going to act like that. You were made by God to be a male, and you're going to be a male. And when your daughter starts acting too butch, you rein her in.
That can be taken really wrong. You
squeal like a pig, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, no, sweetheart. You can play sports. Play them. Play them to the glory of God. But sometimes you're going to act like a girl and walk like a girl and talk like a girl and smell like a girl. And that means you're going to be beautiful. You're going to be attractive. You're going to dress yourself up. You say, can I take charge like that as a parent? Yeah, you can. You're authorized. I just gave you a special dispensation this morning to do that.
Okay.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Beat your children and tell your daughter she has no choice but to be attractive and dress herself up. Be attractive.
Be girl.
Smell nice.
Oh, shit.
God.
Fucking A,
Christians.
Man. Oh, man. Hey, Sam, you want to hear something disturbing?
Always.
This is the SpongeBob theme, 800 times slower.
Oh, God. God, I have nightmares about this tonight.
It's like if I can imagine what hell sounded like.
Yeah, Jesus.
So yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's wow, that's fucked up.
Sam, are you familiar with Japanese culture?
Used panties and vending machines, not banning child pornography till like what, the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about as far as I go. Besides sushi. I love sushi.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, they have some pretty rockin' music.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Absolutely.
Do they just throw a bunch of pots and pans in the air and remix it, or?
No, it's a full odd band accompaniment and everything like that. Let's play a little sample, shall we? Right.
Okay.
It's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
Pretty rocking.
Pretty rocking.
Right. So there is, yeah, it's not as happy as you think.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Now, what I want you to do is take a listen to this part towards the end here. Sounds very happy.
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks came into this a little bit.
Or very Japanese women.
Yeah.
Right? The band is called Maximum the Hormone.
Okay.
All right.
Wonder what they're all about.
Well, okay, so they're pretty famous for doing the second wave Death Note theme song for the anime and shit like that. Right? So you got the song. It's called Choo Choo Lovey. Choo Choo Lovely is the short fucking version of the song, like the short title. The real title is Choo Choo Lovely. I'm going to fuck this up because it's really fucking Japanese. Choo Choo Lovely, Mooney Mooney, Mura Mura, Purum Purum, Boron, Nuro Nuro, Rero Rero. Okay?
That Why?
Because that's the chorus.
Okay.
It's, you know, choo choo lovely mini mini banana ping ping pong boo da 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 da. Right.
Yeah.
So choo choo is a it's essentially like a vocalization of the sound of a kiss, right? Lovely, you know, pretty standard. The muni muni mura mura purum purum bura bura nura 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 is meant to be motorboating a vagina.
Ah, fun. Right?
Classy. Yeah. Right? Now, let me just say, there's nothing wrong with sexual lyrics. I'm a big fan of sexual lyrics. I mean,
we're in America. It's been nothing but sexual lyrics.
Well, this is Japan, but, you know.
Yeah, they're just hypersexual.
All right, so let's read some of the English translation, because the entire song's in Japanese.
All right.
And once again, you heard, it sounds very happy.
Oh, yeah.
That girl tears off her rock and roll pantyhose and reveals her burning hot body. The moshing of the stalkers of undeniable tendencies starts right here. Vinyl, 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 vinyl sex. All right?
At least they're using... What?
Bitch you, get you, a bunch of middle-aged phantom killers.
What?
The dying hour all year round, foreigners taking up permanent residence amongst reconstruction. Bitch you, get you, blah, 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 right? A thin-waisted masterpiece, SD Host Club is immoral. The stress of helping, the stress of responsibilities, man and woman is an eternal phrase, a justice game. A sex slave can't suppress those desires. In that suitcase is a coil of rope, packing tape, and a box cutter.
It sounds like what I keep in the trunk of my car.
All right. Now, you remember that cute part, right?
Yeah.
There's a part that says, I just want to see you naked. I want to see how you look. It's a life of masturbation for a guy. Really cute part means this. A college student would be good. A high school student would be good. A middle school student would be good. An elementary school student would be good. It would be great if they were tantalizing. Kindergartners would be good.
Aw.
Yeah.
Japanese people.
What the fuck, Japan?
Come on, Japan. Get your shit together. We dropped a bomb on you for a reason.
Right. So nice and fucked up segment, huh?
Yeah. No, it's really, really fit in.
Exactly. You know, I think we should cleanse our palate just a little bit.
Let's do it.
It's time to cringe.
It's time to cringe.
All right, that's right, folks. It's time for the cringe corner. This is where we look at cringy shit and try not to cringe.
Yep.
You know, with all that lovely music from Japan, I think it's better if we go back to our American roots and listen to some good old-fashioned hip-hop. What do you think?
Let's do it.
This is a gentleman by the name of Long Neck. It's his rap name. Now, let me tell you, this guy is white as the virgin snow.
Oh, man.
Let's hear a little bit of his song, I Love Money, shall we?
Let's hear it.
It's produced by him, too.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, so. Beat's pretty decent. You know what I mean? Got that nice piano.
Oh, yeah. Nice running water.
Makes me need to pee, though. Music video is available on YouTube, by the way. We'll link it in the comments below. You ready for this dude to spit some straight fire?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to hear it, fam.
I love money. Long neck's rich. He'll take your bitch. I love money. Money, money. Long neck's rich. He'll take your bitch. I love money. Yeah, nigga, I love it. Yo, bitch, just stop hugging my dick, cause I'm rich. Long neck here, you there. Long neck, take your bitch to the fair. Go on a roller coaster.
Man.
I really want to take, I want Long Neck to take me to the fair.
Yeah, take me to the fair,
take
dude.
My bitch to the fair, please.
Get a little closer, smell my weed, make your nose bleed. Too much beef.
Okay, if weed is making your nose bleed, you need to stop smoking weed.
You need to stop smoking that person's weed.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to fuck with you. They're lacing that shit.
Yep.
Like my steed. Nigga, we ballin'. Cause the nigga start calling 911, we robbed your shit. Jacking off in my Oculus Rift.
Jacking off in my Oculus Rift. Okay.
Now, VR porn is real.
Yep,
it is. There's a whole section on Pornhub for it. But who would do it? ever.
Who would brag about it, right?
I love money, long necks rich, to take your bitch.
I love it.
I love money.
He loves it. He loves money.
I mean, this has got to be my anthem, right?
To take your bitch. I love money. You got money, I'll take it. My bitch coming, yo bitch fake it.
My bitch coming, yo bitch fake it. Wow.
Oh, long neck.
Now, this song goes on for 3 minutes and 17 seconds, and it is just pure magic. I love it so much.
I do, too.
Oh, shit. You know, but I think that's just a little too hood for us, right?
Just a little.
I think we should listen to some Scene Kids.
Let's listen to them.
Let's listen to some Scene Kids try to rap. This is a band called Unicorns Killed My Girlfriend.
Okay.
And this is their hit song, which went viral, surprisingly, somehow. It's called Problem. This is their song called Problem. Link is in the comments below. RAR Films presents the music video. It's pretty great. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Oh, that digital age, baby.
Oh, yeah. You got a problem, bitch? Throw your hands up. It's you against me. This shit is one-on-one. If you didn't notice, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'll punch you in the face, because you're just such a cunt. She's edgy.
So fucking edgy. Hey,
there's it's Britney, bitch.
There's nothing wrong with watching porn on your computer.
Well, the Christians seem to think so.
Right, exactly. Girlfriend fell in love with me, but all I did was use her. Okay, he's definitely cupping the mic when he does this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, there's an art to screaming, and it's not this, kids. If you try to scream like this, you will blow your fucking vocal cords out. And if you're stuttering like that, go to a speech therapist.
Hands up.
That's gonna be my new character. Emo Scene Kid rapper.
You got a problem, bitch?
Oh, shit. Alright, so what do you think a unicorn's kill my girlfriend?
I think a unicorn should fucking kill them all.
Right? Exactly.
God.
If you are long neck or you are in Unicorns Killed My Girlfriend, you need to seek professional fucking help. Now.
Right fucking now. God.
Oh, shit. So.
Well.
Sam has brought something to the Cringe Corner today.
I have brought something to the Cringe Corner today. I downloaded an app.
Okay.
Apps are wonderful. They can help you with your life. They can really... Some of them are really a lot of self-help apps. They can really try to turn your life around. This app is...
Did you download Grindr?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not Eminem.
Oh.
Hey. Shots fired.
Hey, right? Eminem downloaded Grindr.
Oh, he admitted to it.
I know.
Oh, okay.
That was the interview, Sam? That was a movie.
No. That wasn't on the interview.
What was it on?
I don't know. Well, fuck it. I don't know if it's true. I heard it, but on the interview, he's like, yeah, like he jokes around saying he's gay, but there was something recently where Eminem admitted to using Grindr. All right. That sets the mood for this app.
That's the real Slim Shady right there.
Now, this app is called Reboot. Now, it's Reboot. Overcome pornography. Phrasing. Boom. Archer reference. All right. Now, I haven't started it yet, so We're going to choose language English. There's also the option for what I'm assuming is Arabic, but it doesn't say because it's in Arabic letters.
I mean, it's pretty easy to overcome your porn addiction if you're Arabic. I mean, you just...
Yeah, get a sex slave.
No, just cover them up.
Aww. You know. Put a burqa on your computer.
Okay. Oh, I'm watching very hot porn. She is showing ankle.
Yep. All right, so let's get this started. It says, do you want to measure your addiction?
I do.
Let's do this. All right. Yes. How old were you when you started watching porn?
5.
Oh, God damn it. Well, the first one is less than 12 years old, and there's between 12 and 17.
Less than 12.
Between 18 and 25, and more than 25 years old. If you're more than 25 when you start watching porn, like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
All right. So let's
go. I'm 87 years old and I just got a Brazzers account.
All right, let's go with less than 12.
Yeah.
What kind of porn do you look at the most?
Gay porn.
Erotic stories, pictures, or videos?
Oh, there's no categories?
Oh, we'll probably get to that soon.
If there's bestiality in there, please select that just to fuck with them.
All right, well, let's go with videos. Do you ever choose to watch porn over hanging out with friends or family?
Yes.
Yes. Do you look at porn while you are driving or you are doing other activities that require your focused attention and concentration?
Yeah, that's how I get through my night at work.
Yeah, right. On average, how often do you look at porn? Don't answer before I can give you the answers. Less than once a week, a few times each week, once a day, several times a day.
Several times an hour. Yeah.
Did porn negatively affect your studies or your work?
Yes.
Yep. Did porn negatively affect your sex life? Yes, no, or I never had sex.
I mean, truth be told, it gave me a sex life when I was 5, so...
All right, we're going to click no. Has the amount of time you spend watching porn on the internet been increasing?
Yes.
Yes. Do you now look at more graphic or extreme porn than you used to?
Yes.
Yes. Do you often feel tired, unmotivated, or anxious?
Yes.
I think that's just life, though. Have you tried quitting porn before?
No.
No. Are you ashamed of your porn life?
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. I was gonna say, really? No. Addiction percentage, 81%.
I'm 81%
addicted. I don't know
to
how
porn.
We're not in the 90s or close to 100 because we kind of hit all the really
well,
because
we
high notes.
I think
on
it's
there.
Because we admitted that it affected our studies and shit.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's. Is porn harmful? Next. Losing bond with real people. When someone views pornography, they end up creating an intimate bond with an artificial, fake world and eventually lose the ability to bond with real people. I think that's just the internet entirely that's done that.
Pretty much.
Social media. Porn overpowers real sex. Porn is a fierce competitor. Even real sex cannot compete with it. This is the reason why so many men now suffer.
I mean, I agree, because HBO's real sex is nowhere near as good as regular hardcore pornography. I mean, it's like softcore. So, I mean, real sex sucks.
Right? This is the reason why so many men now suffer from weaker erections, ED, and relationship problems. I don't think porn gives people erectile dysfunction.
If anything, it helps.
Yeah. Unsatisfying. While pornography use may result in a short-term high, it eventually results in feelings of emptiness, low self-esteem, and deep loneliness.
True.
Porn ruins your life. 40% of sex/porn addicts lose their spouses, 58% suffer considerable financial losses, and about a third lose their jobs. Why is it hard to stop watching porn? I'm just gonna put
because nothing is harder than I am when I watch porn.
When you eat something delicious, your brain releases dopamine, a chemical that makes you feel good. This is the same chemical released when you watch porn, only in much larger quantities.
Buckets of cum.
God damn it.
Oh shit.
As porn users become too used to the overloads of dopamine, they often find they cannot feel normal without a dopamine high.
I'm just sitting here itching myself thinking of watching fucking Riley Reid or something.
Using porn to feel pleasure and escape negative feelings creates an infinite cycle. You are trapped.
Nice.
How can I reboot my brain? Step 1. Reset your dopamine level. As dopamine level goes back to normal, you will start enjoying normal activities like playing sports or watching a movie. Still enjoy those.
Especially when it's a porn movie.
Rewire your brain by allowing the porn-addicted brain to unplug from pornography. Much of the damage inflicted by heavy pornography use will be repaired. How will this app help me?
I don't know. Tell me. I need help.
Gradual brain change. Your brain thinks that porn is good. The app's mission is to gradually change this so your brain realizes how destructive porn really is.
Yeah.
Each day in the journey comes with a set of challenges. The app helps you face them through daily messages designed to deal with each phase.
Don't jerk it. You get a notification. It's like, don't.
Notification, we turned on your camera. Stop right.
It. Right. Love the FBI. So what was the motivation behind this app? Who made this?
Ah, shit, let me look into that. There's also a help button. It is expected that you'll miss porn sometimes. Help button is here for you. Whoa. They even have a help button for you to press. That's fun.
What does the help button do?
I don't know. Let's look into that.
Skip through the tutorial, and then we'll find out what the help button does.
All right, let's see.
And we'll put the link to this app.
There's at the bottom, there's a big button that says help with an exclamation point. Let's press it.
It's a picture of Jesus.
Step into the light. It's time to get out of the dark. Enough secrets, enough regrets. Make it through this moment, and I promise you will feel much better right after.
You would think that they would just rather just...
Now, that's just a little message. Now you got to go through some questions again.
Oh, fuck me.
It is expected that you miss porn sometimes. How do you feel now? Bored, stressed, lonely, sad, and aroused.
Is all of the above?
No, I was hoping for that. Let's go with bored.
Yeah.
Go to the gym. Fuck you. Fuck you. Do you feel better? No. Watch a good movie. Stay away from movies that have sexual scenes. And it just gives you done. Do you feel better? No. Read an interesting book.
Who's got time?
Right? Do you feel better? Nope. Call an old friend. Do you feel better?
What if it's an old friend you used to fuck?
Right? That's not going to help you. Do you feel better? Nope. Take a nap. Sleeping helps a lot.
What if you have a wet dream?
Do you feel better? No, I had a wet dream. Take a cold shower. Cold showers help with intense thoughts.
No,
they're meant to help make your erection go away.
But that doesn't mean you stop thinking about wanting to fuck somebody.
Nope, you don't feel better. Go for a quick walk.
No.
Nope, because then you'll end up at a bar. Do you feel better? No. Do some workouts like push-ups. Repeat until the thoughts stop.
How many options are they trying to throw at you for eventually it gets like, we can't help you.
Yeah, fuck off. Do you feel better? No. Go back to the main page and read today's messages.
It gave up.
Yes. We beat the Christian porn. I have to check in within 6 hours.
That is.
Oh my God.
That is gold right there. The Church Absurd beat the Christian porn app. Alrighty. That is going to do it for the Cringe Corner this week. And we are going to be right back on the Church Absurd.
Much time has passed since Lonnie took out Bigfoot. But this time, the tables have turned. No one could have seen that the Bigfoot menace was out of this world.
Where am I?
You're on the planet Uranus.
A new mission, bringing him millions of light years away.
Why have you brought me here, oh great extraterrestrial one?
As you can see, our planet has been overrun.
A new mission in which an old enemy has reproduced on a new planet.
Oh my God, these hairy bastards are out in droves.
We call upon you, O great King of Lonnie, to save our planet from the Bigfoot menace.
A mission that will have him even questioning himself.
But I don't know if I can. What happens if I fail?
And the stakes are higher than ever.
If you cannot help us, Uranus is surely doomed.
Never before have the stakes been so high. And maybe, just maybe, our hero will find love.
Help me, Lonnie. You're my only hope. I won't let my child be raised on a planet of Bigfoots.
I got you, baby. Say, maybe after we get done with all this, you want to grab a drink or something?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lonnie. I don't like weirdos.
Oh, I'm not saying it has to be a date or anything. I'm just, you know, just grab a drink. I mean, no pressure. So, do you wanna?
No.
False Co. Pictures presents Lonnie King, Benedict Cumberbatch, Michelle Pfeiffer, Bryan Cranston, and the cast of Duck Dynasty in Lonnie's Day Out 3, Fluxing Uranus.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam. Special guest in the studio once again. Say hello to Sister Christian. Sister Christian, what's going on?
I'm here to play a game with you guys.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
And what is the game today?
B-movie titles. Are they real or fake B-movies?
That's a good one.
All right. I like there it. We go.
Alrighty, so what is on the table today? What's the win, lose, or draw?
Are we doing more karaoke?
I don't know. Do we want to do more karaoke, or do we want to change it up?
I don't know. Let's. What else can we do?
I'll tell you what.
Titty Twister.
All right, let's do this thing. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
You ready, folks?
Is SpongeBob ready?
Okay.
All right.
Round one.
Fight.
This movie is The Tingler.
That's real.
Real.
It is real, yeah.
Okay.
Next round. Faster, Pussycat. Kill, Kill.
Real.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Death Face, The Awakening.
No.
Yes.
It was not real.
Fuck.
Hell Comes to Frog Town.
That's real. That's real. That's 100% fucking real. That's Roddy Piper.
It is real, yes.
Yeah.
Flesh Bait.
Fuck. Fake.
Yeah, I was going to go with no.
Yeah, it's fake.
Okay.
The Twan Key.
Real.
The Twan Key?
The Twan Key.
I don't think you're that clever. I'm going to say real.
It is real. Fuck you, by the way. He's in the Back Seat.
Real.
Fake.
It was fake.
Ah, we're tied.
I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
I was hoping to keep the lead by one.
Right.
Okay, The Creature with the Atom Brain.
That's real.
Real.
Yes.
Yeah. I love B-movies.
I know, that's why I knew.
No, interesting thing, she mentioned The Tingler. Do you know what the deal was with The Tingler?
No.
Okay, so The Tingler was, they had these sensor buzzers in the seats, right? And there would be one point in the movie where they'd be like, oh, the tingler's loose in the movie theater. And then those buzzers would go off because you had to scream to get rid of the tingler. And, of course, naturally, in the film, there's a mute. So she couldn't scream, but she got killed by the tingler.
Oh.
But, like, the idea is they would be like, oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, the tingler is loose in the auditorium. Scream for your lives. And when you'd scream, that's when the buzzers would go off. So it was like the tingler dying in your body. It's really awesome.
What the fuck?
Okay. You gotta understand, during the 60s, they did all these different different tactics. The original House on Haunted Hill, there was a point where a skeleton would jump from behind the screen and everything like that. It was on a wire and it would fly over the audience and shit like that. Because you gotta understand, going to the movies was a fucking experience back then. You know what I mean? It's not like it is today. Closest you get today is 3D.
Yeah.
But yeah, real shit like that, like senso buzzers, and there was actually one movie called Mom and Dad, which was it was a medical film, and they would hand out pamphlets, like medical pamphlets, and there was women dressed as nurses at every performance and everything like that. The guy who did it was a guy named Kroger Babb, okay, and this guy was fucking nuts, right? He would rent out bingo halls and fucking fire stations and shit like that, and that's where he would show the movie because they wouldn't let it play in the theaters, actual theaters and shit. It was called four-walling. It's an amazing, the history of fucking exploitation cinema and B-movies is just fucking really interesting. Anyway, I'm a fucking nerd. Continue.
All right.
Okay. The Brain Eaters.
Real.
Fake.
It is real.
Booyah!
Damn it, I'm gonna get fucking titty twisters.
How many rounds are there?
There's two more left.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right. The Sheet That Eats.
Fake.
Fake.
That is fake. And High School Mutants.
Real.
Fake.
It is fake.
Ah, we tied.
You guys tied.
We titty twist each other.
Alrighty. Also, if you want to see a video of this, go to the official church, the official Facebook page for Fat Lulz Radio. There will be a video of this.
So, wait, hold on. Hold on.
I'm left-handed, so my left hand's the stronger one. Here, what we'll do is I'll do this one. Right,
and then I'll skip this one.
All right, ready?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Ah! God damn it!
Alrighty, folks. Once again, if you want to see the video of that, be sure to go over to the Fat Lulz Facebook page, facebook.com/FatLulzRadio. It's going to be on there. That fucking killed, man.
Yeah.
But, like, my nipple is oddly hard
now.
Oh,
yeah. I could cut glass right now.
Right, exactly. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of The Church Absurd. It's great to be back.
Oh, yeah.
We will be back next week with another episode. As always, follow the Fat Lulz Radio Facebook page, facebook.com/FatLulzRadio. Follow us on Twitter at Fat Lulz Radio. I'm at RevJess_FL Radio. Sam?
And I am at Hangry Pitbull. Right. Deacon Sam, help me with my spamming of Deer Park Water.
Right.
They have a hashtag why I grab 2 bottles of water. So, yeah, just think of whatever fucked up thing you can say for why you grab 2 bottles of water. Like, there's always cleanup after anal in a public park, or the children in my basement get thirsty too.
Right.
You know, just help me out there. I'm trying to have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, definitely enjoy that. And also follow the other Fat Lulz Radio shows. Oh, by the way, we are available now on Google Play.
Yep, we are.
We're available on Stitcher. iTunes is coming pretty soon. I messaged them the other day and trying to figure out what's going on with that. But we will be available on that soon. So be sure to share us with your friends and everything like that so we can continue growing the congregation of the Church Absurd. Check out the other Fat Lulz Radio shows. Fickle Fanboy with RPM, The Designated Drinkers. Check out Unseriously Serious when that finally gets back up and going. And if you want to contribute to our network, check out the League of Infuriated Nerds Project. Send us your rants, anything related to nerd culture. We want to hear from you. We will feature you on the show, and you will be just as part of that show as we are. So, yeah, definitely check that out. And, yeah, check out The Church Absurd. Share the episodes with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. As always, go in peace and tear the world to pieces!
And the nipples.
Hit your home like a wild wolf pack. We about to pull back. Let it out, let it loose. Light years ahead of you. Quick run scatter for the hills is what you better do. That's what you better do. That's what you better do.
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/FatLulzRadio.
You want pepperoni. They want pineapple.
They can no fuck problem. Themselves.
It is the After Service Reception. Special Toto Edition.
Early. Really special.
We are eating breadsticks.
Got a little pizza too.
From
Variety Pizza in Kentucky.
Yeah. It's a pretty delicious.
Yeah. This is a quaint little shop.
Yeah.
Toto really helps with the digestion.
Yeah, it does. The fucking servers are down.
What a goddamn Mountain Dew.
Right?
Let me smell your breath.
It's a really catchy beat.
I know.
I can see why so many people like this song.
Gonna take a lot to take me away from Jews. You're nothing but a 100 men or more than I do. I pray the rain down in Africa.
I love it. So once you get that cabin, what's going to be the first order of business?
Insulate.
Been cold as shit the past few days.
Yeah. Yeah, we're excited to get it. We might go down to Lexington today. If we do, I'm going to get some more stuff to go ahead and be prepared for insulation and putting up walls and wall panels. But then, yeah, if we don't go down to Lexington, I'm going to cut down some of the trees that have good chance of falling on our cabin. So I'm going to get those out of the way before I put the cabin in there.
I can imagine.
There's nothing that 100 Jews or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa.
I guarantee somebody's fucking sing along with us.
Yep. You know who you are.
Tommy Eckel. One of our dedicated listeners.
Thank you, Tommy.
The rains down in Africa. I miss the rains down in Africa.
Shut up, faggot.
Oh, man. So, yeah, definitely share this episode with a friend.
Please do.
Everybody loves sharing. Because sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Curry.
Her, except if it's herpes. Do that out of spite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The only problem with breadsticks is it makes your fucking throat dry.
Do you want a goddamn Mountain Dew?
I could use a goddamn Mountain Dew. They're not in the fridge. That's a problem. Oh, man. Well, I think I'm going to go get myself a Mountain Dew. But thank you very much for listening this week.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, we look forward to it.
I'm Reverend Jess.
And I am Deacon Sam.
Church Absurd. Out.